We are speaking to Christy McFetridge, who is CEO of Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre. While we're speaking to Christy, I should say, is that Pather Tobin, the leader of AIM2, has said that all political parties should do an audit of their TD's record of providing character references in criminal trials after a former Fianna Fáil TD, Jim Glennon, was revealed as the person who gave a character reference to a man who was a government advisor who was convicted of sexually exploiting a 13-year-old boy. Christy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What are your thoughts, first of all, on what Pather Tobin is suggesting?
Good morning, Tessa. Well, I suppose from my perspective, sexual violence is ultimately about power and control. So what I often find helpful is to look at issues surrounding sexual, domestic and gender-based violence through a lens of power. And I feel like one of the questions here that's been raised and his suggestion is to really ask the question, is it appropriate for TDs who are clearly in a position of power to use that power to give character references for people convicted of sexual violence offences? And I, you know, as a society, we're trusting that people in positions of power use that power responsibly with integrity and care. And I know that since this has come to light, it's definitely generated a lot of discussions, both in general public and the political circles, which I think is really important that these discussions are being had. And I appreciate that individual TDs have come out, that the, you know, and made a statement around it, that the Taoiseach has stated that he believes it's unacceptable for TDs to give a character reference for somebody convicted of a sexual offense. And it's not for me to tell political parties how to run their business, but I suppose what we would love to see and we would really welcome is if there could be unity in all the political parties around this issue, that they could actually all be united and all say this is one issue we can agree on and take a clear stance in support of survivors to say we agree it's not appropriate to give character references for people convicted of sexual offences, and we commit to not doing it, or our party commits to not doing it. So that would be something that we would absolutely welcome.
Can I read you something written by John Downing, who's a political writer with the Irish Independent, and indeed I should say that John presents Call from the Dáil, which you can hear every Friday morning on Kerry Today, in which he talks about the week in politics in Leinster House. John Downing has written an article in this morning's Irish Independent about Pather Tobin's suggestion that the value of politicians, an audit of TDs and I suppose as senators as well, giving character references for those convicted of serious crimes, such as in this instance, this former government advisor who sexually exploited a 13-year-old boy, a child. John Downing says, I strongly believe references for many people convicted before the courts are worthy of a sentencing judge's consideration. However, I'm equally convinced the system must be seriously changed through strong ground rules after about how such references are used. Now, we know that judges' denunciation of what we finally enforceably learned was written by Jim Glennon, turned on the ignoring of the child victim's plight and the heinous nature of the crimes involved. Such acknowledgement would have to be central to a new set of legal rules for a reformed system of court reference. And this is where John Downing's making his point. He wants a reformed system of court references. He goes on to say, the system should be changed whereby references must be public and ideally delivered in person to the court. So if a politician or indeed anyone wants to give a character reference for anyone convicted of a crime, whether it be sexual or otherwise, that they have to make it public. They have to deliver it in person in court. And that these, ideally, the person in court would come into court, deliver these references and be at least open to a judge's cross-examination. The idea of a referee retaining anonymity and restricted to writing utterly confounds the principle that court cases should, with few exceptions, be conducted and reported publicly. It is reasonable to conclude if a person feels strongly about speaking up for somebody convicted, then that referee should be prepared to publicly stand over their contentions. John Downing then goes on to say, Christie, I'm not stuck on the idea of politicians being barred from giving such references, as I believe the rules on openness would regulate this issue. And then he just goes on to stress that it is difficult to see for potential character references in cases of child sex offences, given the total vulnerability of children. But he does say that if there was changes to the whole process in our courts, whereby if you want to give somebody convicted of a crime a character reference, it must be done publicly, unlike in this instance with Jim Glennon. And if you're prepared to give that reference to someone convicted of a crime, you also have to be prepared to deliver it in court, and at the very least be open to a cross-examination from a judge. What would your thoughts be on that?
Well, the law has been strengthened recently enough around character references, and I think there is room for improvement. Absolutely. And absolutely, I think if people...
Have we lost Christie there for a moment? I think we've lost Christie. We've been speaking to Christie McFetridge, who is the CEO of Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre, just getting her thoughts about the comments made by the leader of Into Padder Tobin, who says that all political parties should do an audit of their TD's record of providing character reference in criminal trials. This, of course, is in reference to former Fianna Fáil TD Jim Glennon, who was revealed as the person who gave a character reference for a man convicted of sexually exploiting a boy, a 13-year-old child. And we've been speaking there to Christie from Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre. Now, if anyone is affected by this very difficult subject and harrowing subject, you can contact Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre on 1-800-633-333. Their number is 1-800-633-333. Do we have Christie back on the line at the moment? No, we've been trying to get Christie on that. What we might do is we'll just try Christie one more time, because I think we just that her line dropped at a very interesting time, in a pivotal time in which she was giving consideration to what John Downing was to say, that he was saying that Jim Glennon, it wasn't disclosed in court, and the judge said he couldn't identify him as the former politician who gave the character reference for this former government advisor who exploited the child, but it did come out eventually. And John Downing is saying that we need a review, a complete change to how character references are provided in courts, and that if you are prepared to give a character reference, it should be public, and you should be prepared to go into court, say why, and be prepared at the very least to be cross-examined by the judge. We have Christie back. Christie, your line dropped there when we were in the middle, when you were giving your considered response to John Downing's, and I think very thoughtful, article in today's Irish Independent.
Absolutely. And I think it's a topic that needs to be explored, needs to be looked at reforming the law. There had been strengthened. The law had been strengthened around character references, but there's definitely room for improvement. And I would see it as a positive reform if it was required for people to come into the court and to be cross-examined of their character reference and to be able to give it in person. I think that would be really important. And people, I would hope it would really, that they would really stop and really consider the impact of giving such references not only has on themselves, but also on the survivor. Because a survivor's gone through a very difficult and arduous process. It's at the very end of that process when the sentencing is happening, and it can be very re-traumatizing for survivors when people come forward and give a positive character reference for somebody who inflicted a horrific crime against them.
And the child, the victim, must always be at the centre of all this consideration and discussion and debate. And as you've rightly said there, you spoke there that there have been changes in relation to the whole procedure in relation to character references in recent times, Christie, before the line dropped there. Could you go back to that point?
Well, I know that there were changes. I don't have the exact changes in front of me in, I believe it was in 2024, that strengthened the law around it, where people could submit a sworn affidavit.
Yes.
But a sworn affidavit is still different than actually being required to come into court and be cross-examined. And so I would agree with the article that it would be a positive reform, because from a survivor perspective in general, I suppose one of the dynamics of sexual violence is that if a person in a position of power has abused, say, for example, a child, very often it is their position of power and influence in the community that was part of creating the very circumstance that allowed the abuse to happen in the first place. And so then when character references are given saying, well, this person was very respected in the community, they held these positions, they, you know, did all of these things, from a survivor's lived experience, they know all their position in the community was part of what allowed the abuse to happen in the first place. So it's very, I suppose, shocking for survivors to hear that that same reason that allowed the abuse to happen is also presented in front of the court as a reason of perhaps why somebody should have a lesser sentence. And so it's a very complex issue. And I think that more and more the average person in Irish society knows that perpetrators of sexual violence can be in any part of our society, in any position. And sometimes it is the person that would be the last person that people would suspect. And so I believe that, you know, people are more and more educated about that now. And just because somebody was respected, you know, may not be the reason of why they should have a lesser sentence.
Well, thank you for joining us. We've been speaking to Christy McFretridge, CEO of Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre. If you've been affected by this discussion, or if you'd like to reach out to Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre, you can call them on a free phone number, which is 1-800-633-333. That's 1-800-633-333. And just to clarify the whole issue about character references, character references for sexual offenders must now be vouched, and this has been going back now about 2 years, must now be vouched and can be cross-examined in court, and that legislation has been enacted that individuals providing character references for sexual offenders must be sworn in, they can be cross-examined in court, and that character references presented at sentencing must be made via oath or affidavit, and that means that the person can be cross-examined.